Brad Odell here from the Maritime Paintball Podcast, and with the warmer weather coming back, I decided to restart a 5K training program I had attempted once before. This got me thinking to ask you, the listeners, how do you train for paintball? As always, I want to know what you think, and now without more stalling, let's get into this. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 282 of the Maritime Paintball Podcast. My mic stand is falling apart, so bear with me and hopefully it doesn't fall while I'm talking. Very excited to have you here. Very excited. Hopefully everything is working. I can't tell, but I think it is. Yeah. Okay. Everything's working. So, show tonight. Okay, so a couple of things I want to talk about. Main thing is the idea of training, getting ready. I know there's the whole off-season thing where you're supposed to get into shape in the off-season. Unfortunately, that didn't happen for me, you know, because that's just the way things roll. But, you know, the warmer weather is here now, and I can, you know, I can start trying now. I can really start trying. Over the winter, I did try to go to the gym because my fiance worked at one. Unfortunately, it's so quiet. Why is it so quiet? How about now? Are we better? Is it better now? Zach, is it better? Is it quiet? Landry, Mike Boudreau, you guys came. You guys came over. That's awesome. At least I think you're the same guys. I hope I fixed the audio issue. I hope it's a little less quiet now. If it's still quiet, Zach, turn up your audio. That's the only option I got for you, bud. Sorry. So yeah, gym. I tried the gym. I really did. God damn, I tried. But having to wear a mask indoors doesn't bother me. Wearing a mask doesn't really bother me. But what was bothering me was wearing a mask while trying to work out. And I kept getting just so out of breath. And it was kind of, it was irritating. And I felt strange. Like, woo, that darkness is way too low. Sorry, fiddling with the light settings. That's better. So I tried. Zach, guys, is everyone else's audio low? Because if I turn this up any louder, we're going to run into some serious issues. Let me see if I can fix the audio a little bit. There. How about that? If I go any louder, I'm going to blow somebody's speakers. That's what's going to happen. So Zach, you got to figure your shit out. I can't go any louder. I can't. My system is telling me I'm just on the edge of too loud. Alex Goodwin can hear me. Mike says everything's fine. Sounds good to Michael Alexis Jr., which is a great name, by the way. I don't know why I like that name so much. Ted Landry says it's good. So Zach, it's Zach, I don't know what to tell you, bud. So training at the gym, I'm trying to train at the gym and I just can't do it. The mask is causing me to breathe funny. And the worst part is I know wearing a mask doesn't reduce your oxygen intake and all that jazz. It's like this weird subconscious thing. Like it's like this muscle memory that I can't control, that I can't catch my breath. It doesn't matter how much I breathe in. I know I'm breathing. I know I'm not suffocating, but my brain is just like, you have no air. And it was miserable. I was miserable. So warm weather is here. I can go outside again. I can jog outside. Everyone's saying it's good. Excellent. Excellent. Super excited that everything's working out for everybody there. I'm just going to move that so I can read the chat a little easier. And so the warm weather is here. So I started training and I started doing one of those couch to 5K programs, and I'm thinking of being one of those guys and posting my progress. We'll see. I don't know. Maybe part of me kind of wants to show off because I'm kind of really proud of it. This program I found is really working for me. And maybe it'll help somebody. Maybe somebody else who struggles with the cardio side of things might appreciate it. So I'm kind of thinking about posting it. Also, at the same time, it'll kind of keep me in check. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I've got to I got to go for my run because I gotta share it with folks. I got to tell people what's going on. So, the whole reason this came up was there was a couple of videos posted by Rye Guy Media, where there was videos of Tyler Harmon from Dynasty. Ooh, Stilgar, that's a great idea. Post it and challenge others to best me. That's a fantastic idea. Oh, we use a hashtag. We'll come up with like a special hashtag. Yeah, that's happening. Okay, cool. Problem solved. Done. I'll post my run tomorrow when I've finished it. And that's it. There's a challenge. I'm challenging everyone to do better than me. I love it. That puts such a positive swing on it. That way I don't feel like just being one of those guys who's just like, check out how far I ran. You know, and because I'm still very self-conscious about that. Because I could talk in front of a camera to all sorts of people. But when I'm like, this is how far I can run in 30 minutes, I'm still very like, oh, it digs at me. It digs at me. So anyway, back to the fitness thing. Tyler Harmon of Dynasty was teaching. They mic'd him up. It was really cool. And he was teaching kids and young adults and possibly some actual adults. Teaching them like getting into the snake, teaching them shooting, snap shooting, shooting and moving, all that jazz. And it was really cool. And it got me thinking like, you know, I want to know what other people do to train, you know, like that's something that sounds cool. Still, that's a great time, man. 4 kilometers and 23 minutes and 40 seconds. That's awesome. I'm at the I think my last one was 3.6 kilometers and 30 minutes. So, I've got a ways to go, to beat you still, but I'm getting there. I'm learning. I'm just beginning. I'm just starting. I've always struggled with cardio. Running has never been something I enjoyed. Turns out I was just doing it wrong and had the wrong programs. So, I'm not doing hashtag paintball body because hashtag paintball body is a dad bod. Let's be honest here. 90% of paintballers are dad bods. Nothing says paintballer like, I can drink a case of beer and then play paintball like all weekend with a beer belly. That is paintball. trail running is something I want to get into. I need better shoes for it. I've got great running shoes now. But I need something better for the trail running. So that's something in the works. It's something that's coming. So I'd love to know what you guys do. So what do you do to train? What do you do to get ready for paintball or just to be able to play without passing out? I'm not looking for like super heavy competitive. I'm not looking to be, you know, the Usain Bolt of the paintball world. Just trying to find out what other people do to keep that edge and to be able to play at the level that they want to play. So I'd love to know what you guys do. And maybe it'll inspire me. Maybe it'll inspire some others. So what I've been doing is a Couch to 5K program, which is really great. It's supposed to be 3 days a week. So it's every other day and then 2 days off. But I've just been doing every other day because I don't like the whole taking 2 days off thing. Unfortunately, I had to take 3 days off because I blew my shoulders out. so, you know, and I couldn't move. I literally couldn't like move my shoulders or my neck, which kind of sucked. So I have to get back into it, but that's for tomorrow. Stilgar dropping all sorts of fitness, knowledge on us here. Running air squats. I don't know what that is. Lunges. And I hate lunges. God, I hate lunges. And body weight is enough. Matthew Sean, Jesus, my God, man. Hockey in the off season. That's great. I've always wanted to learn how to skate. I'm a Canadian. I can barely skate. I know it's a shame. I am ashamed. 10 kilometers a day, 7 days a week. The key though to fitness is a killer nutrition plan, which is something I've been working on. The past 2 weeks ish. Yeah. Yeah. About the last 2 weeks. I've really like after I had the nutritionist, Megan King on the show. She was amazing. She was absolutely amazing. Go back and listen to that episode. She drops a ton of knowledge on us about what to eat, when to eat it, and dispels a couple of rumors, a couple of myths, which was really great. She taught us exactly what caffeine does and doesn't do. And yeah, so with the nutrition side of things, I was like, man, it's something I've always struggled with. I have a sweet tooth that is brutal, brutal sweet tooth. And, so I have to not buy it. That's the thing. Like if it's not in my house, I don't leave my house to get it's the strangest thing. I have like a lazy sweet tooth. If it's in the house, I'll eat it. But if it's not in the house, I won't go and get it. I know some people who will get up, get in the car and drive somewhere for like a milkshake. I won't. I will just sit there and be miserable, craving a milkshake. But I'll be like, you know what? No, I'm not spending the gas. I'm not spending the time. I'm not getting off. I'm not doing nothing. I'm just, it's fine. I'm here. It's good. We're going to roll with it. And so if I don't have it in the house, I don't eat it, which is great. So that's what I've done. So I've been eating better, trying to get some sleep, trying to sleep better. That's not working, but, suggest supplements as she was against it. It's hard to get enough protein and the protein shakes will help crave a sweet tooth. She was against the protein shakes. I think from a nutritionist standpoint, I think she's more against how people think they're used. I'll have to re-listen to the episode. Because I do understand what you mean. I understand, like the protein shakes, because I was thinking about doing a protein shake just to have something that when I do get that sweet tooth, at least I'm getting protein. But they're so calorie dense too at the same time that I'm worried about that. I'm really trying to actually like watch the intakes. Making sure that I'm getting enough, but also make sure that I'm not overdoing it. Cause I've known a couple of buddies to do that they overdid it way too hard. And then it was even harder to claw back from that. Dave, asking after you hit your 5K, are you going to do a triathlon as step two? That's what I'm thinking of doing. If I hit 5K, no, I'm not doing a triathlon. Are you nuts? And Matthew, I might be wrong. Like I I've got to go back and re-listen to it. If she was against it, then, you know, so be it. If they work for you, great. I know having, some form of meal replacement, to supplement through the day, can help me. But I have to be careful not to overdo it. And, Neb, sent me raw eggs and Tabasco. No, I'm not doing that. And I'm not doing a triathlon. Once I do the 5K, I'm going to work my way up to a 10K. That's my plan there. So the plan is to be able to do 5K nonstop. And then once I get the 5K in, then I'll bump up to start working on a 10K. And so I'm trying to rework everything. I know nothing's a magic bullet. And that's one of the things that I got to remember and remind myself regularly that at the end of the day, I probably won't see any serious results until maybe halfway through the paintball season. Hell, I might not even actually see like some serious, serious results until the end of the paintball season. Who knows? Stress is another big thing that I'm trying to figure out how to manage. Stress is killing my energy and I'm trying to get past it, but it's very, very difficult. That's another thing that has to be managed. But keep posting those comments, folks. I'd love to know what you're doing or what you do during the season, in the off season, while I try and dig into this fantastic piece of mail that I forgot to mention that I want to open from a Mr. Zach Machine. But I can't seem to find my knife anywhere. I must have put it in the toolbox. And I don't know what I did with it. There we go. I'm getting into her now. So, why did you package this so well, Zach? sweet Jesus, man. I would go at it with teeth if I didn't have like something like $7,000 worth of dental work done. Like, so I'm not I'm a little disappointed that there's like no gag gift in this. So this is from Mr. Zach Machine. I know what it is. I'm very excited to get it. And it's so well packaged. Look at that. Even in the bubble wrap, it was packaged in cardboard. So that's really cool. Neb's telling me he fixes all the guns he breaks and buy new as-is ones from Kijiji in the off-season. That's a great way to spend your off-season. So, big thank you to Mr. Zach Machine for sending me this way. It's bigger than I thought. Also, I'm digging the purple. I picked purple. It's cool, though. I'm digging it because black is boring. And this is a 3D printed mask stand is what it is. It holds your mask. So the idea is, actually, you know what? The purple's going to go well with the, see, there goes the microphone. I knew that was going to happen. Let's do that. So it's like one size fits most here. As soon as I figure out how to use it. This is so hard to do with the microphone in my way. Let's see if we can get this to fit just right. Oh my sweet God, just work with me here, man. Work with me. That's all I'm asking. It is not working with me. It's because I'm trying to do this all with... What am I doing wrong? Zach, you're going to have to make a video for how this thing works, man, because I am failing miserably at it. Am I doing it backwards? No, I'm not. I don't know what I'm doing. Why am I... Oh. I'm using it wrong. That's the problem. Sorry, folks. This is straight up user error. User problem. So that's what it looks like. So... It goes into the mask, and then it keeps the mask up off the ground, right? And it keeps it upright. It kind of, like, locks in to the straps on the back, and then it sits in the nose of the mask, and then it just sort of chills out on your desk. At least I think that's how it's supposed to be, because that's what I'm doing with it. And now, see if I can put this up. Yeah. Bam! And then, oh, look at that. It even looks better up like that. Yeah, the slot is for the strap. Yeah, that's kind of, I figured that out afterwards. And it's collapsible. So this is really cool. This, it's super flat. It's rigid. It wiggles a little bit. Like it flexes. Like it's not going to shatter is what I'm saying, is what I'm trying to say. It's like it's got a little bit of, aw. I just noticed he put Hooligan on it. Also, he 3D printed in my logo, which I've been warned that if you want custom made, like with this, with like your own logo in it, you got to order a lot more than one. So I'm special, apparently, and got this one. So it's super dope and super tiny, folds flat, throw it in your gear bag. And away you go. You get to put your mask. You don't have to worry about your mask sitting anywhere where you don't want it to sit. And it kind of lifts it up off the grimy picnic table a little bit. I'm digging that. Zach, why don't you post in the comments, bud, your link. And then people can go find it and they can buy them. Because I know you've got a couple of different colors as well. And the 3D printing. Neb's like, you're going to have to print this side up on the next one. It might have to include instructions. Hopefully folks will figure it out faster than I did. But I love that it kind of fits everything. You know, I know it fits my i4. You designed it around an i5. And I think it'll pretty much fit any mask. So that's really cool. That's a neat little piece of kit that I didn't know I wanted until he came up with it and sent me one, which is really great. So Big shout out to Mr. Zach Machine for sending that my way. I am a little bummed that there wasn't like a love note or something in the envelope. I thought for sure I was going to get something, you know, anything at all to show that you cared, but I guess not. I guess we're not that close of friends. That's fine. So there you go. The link is in the comments. My God, there we go. So that's it. That's from Mr. Zach Machine. Very, very cool. What were we talking about? We were talking about training. We were talking about paintball training. Like I said, I've been jogging. I've been running. And I'm adding in some body weight exercises. That's happening as well. Just, you know, just something to help with endurance, with not necessarily speed, but just not being out of breath 10 minutes into a game. You know, that's the kind of the goal. So I'm really excited to see what you guys do. We're going to create a challenge. We're going to make a challenge. On one day I run, the next day I'll do body weight exercises. And what we'll do is we'll throw it up with a hashtag, and then we'll just make it a challenge. And and it's just, we keep each other going. I think it's a great idea, and I think it will work. Hopefully you guys embrace it. At least one other person will embrace it, I'm sure. And then it'll just be like me and that one person going back and forth. But I think there's a real opportunity there. Like, you know, I just don't know what to call it. Like, we got to come up with a fancy hashtag that isn't like seven words though, right? Can't use paintball strong because that's already being used. Train like a paintballer seems way too long. Like hashtag train like a paintballer seems like a lot. It seems like a lot of words. Train for paintball. Hashtag train for paintball. That might work. Maybe we'll try that. Neb's talking. He says he started taking the stairs at work, stretching every day, and I carry my 2-year-old in my right arm a lot. She weighs about the same as my Matrix. You know what? It's the little things, though. I do try and do that. Zach, if you didn't live so far away, I'd buy that off you. I would buy the squat rack, the weights, and the bar off of you. I love powerlifting. Unfortunately, I also can't put that in my house because I'm in a mini home, and I'm pretty sure if I put that anywhere in my house, it would go clean through the floor. Hashtag baller fit. That might work. Or what if we just did like paintball fit? Paintball fitness? Hashtag paintball fitness? Is that a thing? We're checking it. We're Instagramming it. Is it a thing? We'll find out. Post up in the comments though. I need suggestions. Paintball fit? Paintball fit's the name of a brand. So we'll have to figure something out. It'll be some serious, serious trial and error, to get through it, but we'll get something. Dude, why do you have an 88 cubic inch tank, Neb? That's wild, man. Gen E Matrix, a high capacity rotor, 88 cubic inch tank. It's probably 50 pounds fully loaded. It probably is. It sounds outrageous and sounds like way too much. I don't know why you got that much, man. I don't know why. That blows my mind. Zach's going on about his entire gym. Speaking of stuff. So let's move on from the training to something else I want to try and do in my world of paintball, because I do nothing else but eat, sleep, drink, think paintball. So I was inspired by a YouTuber by the name of Peter McKinnon, who is an amazing videographer and photographer, inspires me a lot to do some really great stuff. And hopefully, TMP Fitness. I'm going to write that one down. TMP Fitness. We'll try that one later. I'm loving the hashtags. Keep them coming. You guys are great. You guys are awesome. So Peter McKinnon, he's doing this thing on minimalism. He's a photographer and videographer, and he's got thousands and thousands and thousands, like must have $50,000 or $60,000 worth of video and photography equipment. And he's trying to embrace this minimalist lifestyle because, I don't know, it's what he's doing. But it got me thinking. He was going through all of his paint or his photography gear and his videography gear, and he was just getting rid of stuff left, right, and center. Like, it was kind of nuts how much stuff he was getting rid of, because he realized that he really only needs like two cameras and maybe like three lenses, and that's it. That's all he needs. Instead, he's got like 12 cameras and like 30 lenses. It's wild. And it got me thinking. I was like, man, I got a ton of paintball stuff, a ton of it that I don't need. I like having it, but it's a lot. You know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of stuff, and it's a lot of little stuff and a lot of trinkets and a lot of, you know, miscellaneous things here and there. So I got me thinking, and what Peter did was he was basically going through and building a camera bag, essentially, of like things that he needs. What does he need? And that was it. And if he didn't need it, if it wasn't something that he absolutely 100% had to have, he wasn't keeping it. He got rid of it. So I was like, man, I should probably do the same thing with paintball gear. And I started thinking about, like, what's the best way to go about it? Because I don't know if I should sell it. I don't know if I should give it away. So, you know, I was kind of going back and forth and thinking, like, well, what would I get rid of and what would I keep? How would I know what to keep? How would I, like, because I'm one of those people where I'd pick something up and be like, you know, I haven't used this thing in like a year, but what if the off chance that I'm going to need it like tomorrow, you know? So I was like, I got to get rid of some of this stuff. So I thought to myself, what do I need? And I thought, let's think speedball. Let's go, like, if I want to go to a streetball competition, because there's no way I'm competing in a speedball competition, but I can at least compete in streetball. What do I need? I need my mask, right? But my mask is separate. My mask is always, I'm always going to need my mask. So I got my mask. I need my jersey, my pants, the cleats that I'm eventually going to get. I know I'm talking about getting rid of stuff, but I want cleats. So I need my jersey, my pants, my cleats, my speedball marker, so my mini, a hopper, the tank, pod pack, and pods. Done. What more would I need to play a game of speedball? To go to a speedball competition, what do I need, right? Yes, I know I could have a spare marker in case the mini goes down, but I'm not doing competitions. I'm not doing competitive stuff. And typically, if I'm in a situation where my marker goes down, somebody has a spare. But, like, you know, and that's it. That's all I would need. And that would all fit in one bag. Realistically, it would fit in, you know, that I could probably fit all of it in like a little box in a little bag. Realistically, carry-on size, easy, backpack, done. And then I've got my Mags Fed side of the world that I play in. That, what do I need for that? I need, I just wear whatever shirt I feel like wearing. So Ted, all of that's, I'll get to that. I'll get to your comment in a second, 'cause I got that covered too. So, the MagFed world, I need my MagFed marker, my 13 cubic inch tank, mags, vest, jeans, because there's a particular pair of jeans that I wear playing paintball, my boots, and that's it, right? Like, that's it. That's, I need my the tank, the marker, the mags, the vest, the jeans, the boots, shirt, whatever shirt I decide to wear. Mask is always... So the mask goes in a third bag, in a third kit. And that is kind of the, it's the tech kit. It's the tools bag, right? So in that third one, what's happening, Ryle? Ryan? No, thank you for the podcast. Ryan, thank you for showing up and hanging out. So the third bag is everything that Ted's talking about here. So in the third bag would be where my mask would be kept. And that's where the barrel socks, the mask cleaner, like the lens cleaner, the gloves, tool kit, O-rings, grease, oil, all of that stuff. The stuff that isn't necessarily speedball or mag fed goes into a tool kit. So if I grab my speedball kit, I grab my tool kit. If I grab my MagFed kit, I grab my toolkit. And the toolkit has everything I need to fix everything. And that's it. Boom. Done. So I could really narrow everything way down and go totally minimalist and have three bags left over. And that's it. You know? And I'm kind of thinking about doing it. And I'm trying to figure out the best way to go about doing it. And I think the best way might actually be, and I was thinking out loud on Instagram Live earlier this evening. Speaking of which, I'm going to be doing a lot more Instagram Live. So if you guys want to follow me on that, it's just at Maritime Paintball, at Maritime Paintball Podcast. So I was thinking out loud on that, and I was thinking, okay, what if I just did two piles? If I just did a pile of like, I 100% need this. If it's not 100%, then it goes in the other pile. It's just two piles done, right? And then from the I don't know pile is, do I sell it? Do I donate it? Or do I junk it? Is it garbage? You know, stuff like that. See, Neb's basically on the same, is doing what I'm thinking of finally doing. He says, right now I do a duffel bag in the car, a backpack and a gun box. I just bring the backpack and a gun to the staging area. Done. Great. Right? It's super easy. So that's what I got to try and narrow down to. Because right now, all of my stuff is on this, well, this wall behind me. But that's easy. That's right. That's easy to grab. But I got a ton of stuff in the closet packed onto, you know, on shelves and in boxes. And I got to get rid of some of it. And a lot of it's like little tiny trinket stuff that I'm not entirely sure where half of it came from. And then I've got like old mags from markers I don't use anymore. I got a barrel kit that I can't use. Like I've got a free kit for spider. Nothing in my house is spider threaded. Everything is A5, 98, or autococker. Like there's no spider threads at all anywhere. You know, and yeah, I could buy the back piece for say like autococker and yeah, I could buy the back piece of the free kit so that I could run autococker and run it on the mini, but I really don't like the look of the barrel. So you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like, oh, what do? So I think I might just sell that kit, you know? And then I got some elbow pads that I really don't use that I could probably just give away. They're like $30 brand new. They're not new. So maybe I'll just give them away. Maybe I'll give them away at Mag Hill Paintball. Maybe I'll just give them away at a field somewhere. Ryan Bell asking the question, do you or have you ever ran a setup where multiple markers use the same parts as a way of keeping the packing to a minimum? No, because I have technically two MagFed markers, but one of them, I really only use the T15 now. I got a T15 for MagFed, and I've got an Invert Mini 3 for Speedball. That's it. That's all I got. That's all I really use. Now, Patrick, I was thinking about doing that for the mini, but I was told that the barrel on the mini doesn't have enough material to freak bore it. And I don't know, I'm not a machinist, so I don't know exactly how that works. I know how, I understand there's not enough material. I get that part, but, unfortunately, if there's not enough material, there's not enough material. So, and Zach, it's actually not all PB swag bag and DEFCON supply drop stuff, believe it or not. It's not all that. A lot of it is just stuff that I've collected over the years. But it's not all swag bag stuff. There is some swag bag stuff that I don't need anymore or don't intend to use. But, you know, that's because I got it and I was like, this is really cool. And then I bought something else and then I made the other thing obsolete. So, but there's a couple of items that I've built up, stuff that I don't need anymore, that I'd bought in the past. I discovered an old proto marker that doesn't work. I think the solenoid is shot and, like, I don't know what the hell to do with that. I'll have to reach out to Derek and see if, like, the thing is I don't want to send my barrel away and have it gone for 2 months or something ridiculous. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to send it away and be without my Mini for ages. So somebody's saying they'll take it or sell it. I don't know. The Proto? I don't know if I could sell a busted Proto. I'm not even sure. I think it's a Proto. I need to double check. Because I'm pretty sure it comes with a die barrel. And then an aftermarket's... Yeah, and then it's like a smart parts. It's the basically the things of Frankenstein. But yeah, I mean, it's busted, so maybe I could sell it for something. But I don't know what they're worth. I don't know what to sell them. Yeah, I guess I could sell it for parts. Somebody will take it. Somebody will buy it just for the bolt, I'm sure. Or the body. Or the ASA or something. But I don't know what to sell it for is the thing. Like, I don't know what this shit's worth. So I don't know what to sell it for. That's what I got to figure out. Maybe I'll just put it up and be like, make me an offer. But I hate doing that. I don't want to be the guy that's like, oh, just make me an offer. And then somebody's like, $30. I'm like, nah, it's not enough. And then they're going to be like, okay, how much you want? And I'm like, I don't know. Make me an offer. You know, like, it's just, I'm terrible at this. And I think this is why I have so much. Cool, man. Neb, if you think he'd know right just by asking him, I'll reach out to him. I'll find out. I'll shoot him a message tonight when I'm done the show. Patrick's telling me $75 for that. Cool. Done. Like, I'm not using it. 75. I could use $75. Done. Right? There's the thing. So, yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. This is my preseason. I don't know if it's PM7. I glanced at it earlier this week, but I haven't looked at it in years. I couldn't tell you what it is. Because I bought it, used it, and then that was it. Sell it for... Ryan's suggesting sell it for what you can get and proceeds to charity. I mean, yeah, it's not a bad idea. But we'll see. The thing is selling it. Like, you know, sell... I guess I could sell it for what it's worth, and whatever I get, I get. It's money in my pocket or money going somewhere. If it's a rail, just burn it. Again, I don't know what it is. I'll find out. I'll dig it out of the box here in an hour, and I'll find out what it is and find out what it's worth. Excuse me. I'm yawning into the microphone. It's incredibly unprofessional of me. So, yeah. So my journey to minimalism, I'll be documenting that as well. So I'll post photos and videos and stuff throughout that. And while I'm trying to gut my paintball world, because I've just got too much of it. Too much. So, Ryan will pay me $50 to touch the beard. You know, it's funny. Speaking of my beard and charity, and I'm really pumped for this to happen again, because I think... if we can get the vaccines and if everyone can chill the fuck out for like the next month and a half, I think we can get there. Just got to hold tight. We do a beard competition out east here in Fredericton. And we do it for the homeless shelters. That's what we donate all the money to. So we all get together, usually at a pub. There's one place here called the James Joyce, or just the Joyce. And it's a beautiful, beautiful bar. They have like 30 taps. It's amazing. Anyways, we do beard competition. We bring in like a lot of barbers, will like help out by like trimming our beards and cutting our hair. And anyways, I won't get into the logistics of a beard competition on a paintball podcast. That might be an Instagram thing. And, but we do it for the homeless. And what was hilarious was, we, at the end of the show, at the end of the competition, we put it out there that $5 donation and get your photo taken with any of us. So you could pick out who you wanted your photo taken with, and $5, problem solved. And there was this table full of middle-aged women that was just hooting and hollering the whole night. It was great. And one woman stood up she had to be like old enough to be my grandma. And she holds up $50 and she goes, I want all of them. Like, it was great. It was the best charity thing I'd ever done. And it involved my beard, which was even better. So it was great. It was awesome. So folks, that's it. That's it for tonight. I know this episode was a little bit strange, a little bit all over the place, but I really, really appreciate all your guys' help. Neb, thanks for pointing me towards the guy who bores out barrels. And Patrick, thanks for pricing stuff out for me. Stilgar, appreciate you dropping some knowledge on us for my God, I've already lost it. Fitness, whatnot. So, and everyone else who's been in the comments or chatting with us, really, really appreciate it. And but that's it. I'm out of here. I'm gonna go figure out if that's a proto PM7 or a proto rail, and see if it's worth anything. And I'll start posting stuff up for sale, and we'll get through this. We'll get through all of it. I know one thing I'm not getting rid of, this fantastic piece of kit from Mr. Zach Machine, which I am now going to use as at every field, because I feel like it's kind of like a flex. I feel like it's just like, oh, your mask is on the table. Hold on. Let me unfold my, my mask holder and just like boop and put the mask on it. It's a bit of a flex. My next thing, here's a challenge. Zach, if you're still watching, I have a challenge for you. And if you're not watching, I'm going to message you this challenge. It doesn't need to fold. Well, it kind of needs to fold, but I want a thing that like somehow folds and unfolds that I can take it and hold my speedball marker. Like it'll have the little spot on the end where, you know, I can like it have the little 3D printed nub where I can put it into the ASA and it'll hold the marker, like the classic display. You know how markers are like that. But I also want it to have a little thing that I can hang my mask on. So my mask is hung above my marker. That's what I want. If you can invent that and create that, I would love one. Maybe I'll make it myself. Maybe I'll make it out of wood because that's the only material I know how to work with. It'll be ruined within a week at a paintball field, but I'll see what I can do. But that's it. I'm out of here. Thank you so much for hanging out. Next week, folks, very, very cool. I'm announcing this Thursday, but if you're watching now, you get to know now. And if you're in my Discord server, you already know. But next week, Bud Orr, the one and only Bud Orr, will be on the show to talk about what else other than him being Bud Orr. Like, the dude's a legend. We talked about Ollie Lang being the GOAT, being the greatest of all time. Ollie Lang wouldn't be shit if Bud Orr hadn't have done what he'd done. Bud Orr is, I'm so pumped to have him on the show. I have so many questions for him. I'm sure he has so many stories. What I'm excited is he's going to have stories that are so mundane to him, and I'm going to lose my mind. I can already tell. He's going to be talking about legends of this sport. Like, I'd be talking about how I met somebody at the grocery store. Like, that's what's going to happen. And I'm very excited to have Bud Orr on the show. So I'm going to make that announcement public on Thursday. And we'll get that shared out so everyone can know and everyone gets to know that what's happening, that he's coming on. And get the questions in, because I'm sure loads of people have loads of questions for him. Because I have a load of questions for him. So, okay, with that, that's actually it. I'm done. I'm out of here. Thanks so much for hanging out. If you have any questions or comments or concerns, well, concerns, I really don't care. Questions or comments, I'd love to hear them. If you have any suggestions for guests for next week's or another show anywhere down the line, please let me know. Just shoot me a message. It's not that hard. But that's it. I'm out of here. Thank you so much. And, until next week. Cheers.